Hello, and welcome to the Old Time Radio Hour. I'm your host, Justine Ward, and each week we bring you a classic show from radio's golden age. This week, our listeners get to hear the first nationwide show to present American folk music to the whole nation. The virtuoso fiddle, banjo, and harmonica playing you will hear was a hit nationwide. The Grand Ole Opry and its so-called hillbilly music was popular regionally, and this first show we have this week was its national debut on NBC. By the late 1950s, folk music was popular all over the nation with radio hits by groups like the Kingston Trio and the Limelighters. But this 1939 premiere marked the first time country music was available to the whole nation. This is the Grand Ole Opry, Ida Red, first broadcast October 14th, 1939 on NBC.
From Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, brings you the South's most popular program, the Grand Ole Opry.
Got my sunny shoes on, got my hair slicked down,
having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, boys, for pleasure bound,
having a big time tonight. Going to the hoedown in my Sunday clothes, having a big time tonight. Gonna still be dancing when a rooster crows, having a big time tonight.
Yes, it's the Grand Ole Opry. The same program with the same people you've been listening to for the past 14 years. Only tonight it's different because we're starting on a network of stations that reaches all the way from the Mexican border to the mountains of Virginia. We are mighty proud and happy to be on this network, and we are mighty proud of our sponsor, the people who make Prince Albert smoking tobacco. And now, friends, here is George Hay, the solemn old judge, our master of ceremony.
Thank you, David. Thank you. And hello, everybody. Here we are with our show, ready to ride right down the middle of the road for our friends and neighbors throughout America. The Grand Ole Opry House is packed, and we're ready to start the shindig. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys lead off with that good old breakdown, Ida Red. Let her go, Roy!
Ida Red, she ain't no fool, she tried to settle on a humpback mule.
Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red.
Well, off to a great big start on the Grand Ole Opry, and now we introduce our good friend and partner, David Stone, who has some mighty good news for us. All right, David?
Men, if you're interested in facts about smoking tobacco, you'll be glad to hear these results of a series of impartial tobacco tests recently made by a group of laboratory experts. They wanted to know about cool smoking. 31 brands of smoking tobacco were tested in automatic smoking and heat registering machines. The winner, Prince Albert. Yes, Prince Albert burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested. coolest of all. Prince Albert smokes so rich, so tasty, yet so mild and mellow, thanks to PA's choice of tobaccos, the famous crimp cut, and the no-bite process. You like Prince Albert, the national joy smoke.
Thank you, David, and here we are with our senator from the Cannon County Hills, Uncle Dave making the Dixie Dewdrop with his plug hat, gold teeth, chin whiskers, whole horse and buggy hitched up outside, and Doris is right here with him. This first tune will be Cannon County Hills. All right, Uncle Dave, it's all good.
Mountain, they have sweet and flowing fountains. On every hill they have a still.
Yeah!
Bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. For all those hills, those beautiful hills, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. Oh, bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. Running around in Houston, Lizzy, of course he has a duty to fulfill. But listen and remember, 100 years from next November, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. All those hills, those beautiful hills, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. Oh, bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County Hills. Of course, we need protection for all denominations to fulfill. But the captains never hollered, and moonshine won't be bothered. They'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. For all those hills, those beautiful hills, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County. Oh, bright lights on Broadway, the sunshine down in Dixie, they'll have moonshine in the Cannon County hills.
Thank you, Uncle Dave. That's swell. Have a seat now and make yourself at home, because we're going to call on those fruit jar drinkers. Grand Pappy George Wilkerson and his old-time band. They're going to cut a cord of wood right out here, right out in the middle. And it's, look out, up jumped Old Man Trouble himself. Let it go. Our little mascot, D. Ford Bailey, with his harmonica, and he's got those choo-choo blues ready. Take off, D. Ford. Dickie D. Ford. Thank you. The Grand Ole Opry. We have a few messages here, one from our good friend, Governor Prentice Cooper of Tennessee, dated Jacksonville, Florida. The governor says, I am listening tonight in Jacksonville, Florida, to WSM's friendly and entertaining program that we of Tennessee have enjoyed for many years, the Grand Ole Opry. I am glad that this Saturday night program of old-fashioned Southern music will be enjoyed by the folks of so many other states through the medium of the National Broadcasting Company Network, covering states from Virginia to Texas. Signed, Prentice Cooper. Governor, we thank you so much for that message, and we're going to do our best for you. David, how about it? Have you got another one over there?
Judge, we have a nice message right here from Hollywood, California, America's cowboy number one. It says, congratulations to the WSM Grand Ole Opry on its initial NBC network broadcast. It is one of my favorite programs, and I'm looking forward with much pleasure to members of this program coming to Hollywood to appear with me in the Republic picture titled Grand Ole Opry. Regards from Gene Autry.
Gene, that's swell. We sure do appreciate it, and we'll be out there whenever you get ready for us, my friend. And now here's one from Washington, D.C. Glory be, Grand Ole Opry has at last found its place in the sun, and mark me words, brethren, she'll stay there. Luther Patrick, Congressman from Birmingham, Alabama. Mr. Patrick, we certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much. We're going to stay right in there and pitch. Yes, we are. Now, we hear from Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys, one of the most popular numbers we ever presented on this Grand Ole Opry, The Great Speckled Bird. Number the Speckled Bird, and now we're going to call on our good friend David Stone for some more news about Prince Albert. All right, David?
Thank you, Judge. You enjoy cooler smoking with PA. Prince Albert is crimp cut and made under the famous no-bite process. Quality tobaccos and special methods of manufacture are your protection from the irritation and the discomforts of excess smoking. There's no parching fight with Prince Albert, because Prince Albert smokes so cool, you enjoy all of the rich, full body and fragrance of PA's choice tobaccos. Know the smoke joy and comfort of Prince Albert Pleasure in every smoke. It's the world's most popular smoking tobacco. Try Prince Albert tomorrow.
Thank you, David. We continue with our Grand Ole Opry by presenting Uncle Dave Macon the Dixie Dewdrop, and this time it'll be one of his favorite numbers, Nobody's Darling But Mine. All right, Uncle Dave?
Come sit by my side, dear old darling. Come lay your cool hand on my brow. Promise me that you will never be nobody's darling but mine. I'd rather be some old man's darling than a young girl that no young man knows. Goodbye, goodbye, dear old darling. I'm leaving this whole world behind. Promise me that you'll be careful. Be nobody's darling but mine.
Ah, that's fine. That's swell, Uncle Dave. Thank you a lot. Thank you. And now those fruit jar drinkers again. Grandpappy George Wilkerson and the old-time band. Old Joe Clark, front and center. Let him go, Joe. Here, come on out here, son. My goodness sakes alive. D4 Bailey, and it'll be his famous fox chase. All right, D4.
Hey, ticket. Yeah, yeah. Hey, Kevin. Ticket.
David, we have a couple more messages there, haven't we?
We certainly have, Judge. Another telegram from Hollywood, California. Wish you all the success in the world with your new network program starting tonight. May the Grand Ole Opry live for years and years. It's from Republic Productions Incorporated. And here's one, Judge, from Austin, Texas. Having listened to the Grand Ole Opry ever since the day of earphones and have been able to enjoy it as a common citizen and equally as much now in the governor's mansion, it is glad news indeed to learn that you are going NBC, so the WBAP in Fort Worth can broadcast same. Stop. I hope when you go NBC that you do not go high hat, but that you retain the traditional dignity of the Grand Ole Opry, which has so long touched the hearts of millions of us common citizens. It's signed W. Lee O'Daniel, Governor of Texas.
Thank you, Governor. Thank you. You needn't worry about our hat getting too tall, friend. We're going to keep it just like it is and be lucky to keep it on, in fact. We have one here from Sergeant Alvin C. York of Jamestown, Tennessee. Congratulations on your first night on the network covering our great Southland. The Grand Ole Opry has been so much enjoyed for so many years and has now become a password in almost every home. Sergeant, we certainly do thank you for that. And here's one from Washington, D.C. Hearty congratulations on your opportunity to serve a greatly enlarged audience. All of those who have a part in the Grand Ole Opry program have my very best wishes. Signed, Albert B. Chandler, United States Senator from Kentucky. Senator, we certainly do. Thank you. We certainly do. And appreciate your thoughtfulness, and we're going to stay right in there and pitch. Now, friends, we introduce Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys, but little Rachel will be out there ahead of the boys with her brother Oswald, Rachel and Oswald, and it'll be John Henry. All right, Rachel, let her go. Now, gather the boys around, those Smoky Mountain boys, and let's call old Rattler from the barn. Let her go.
Raccoon's got a bushy tail, a possum it is fair. A rabbit's got no tail at all, with a little bunch of hair.
Call old Rattler from the barn, here, Rattler, here.
Possum in a simmon tree, raccoon on the ground. The raccoon says, you son of a gun, shake him simmon sound.
Call a rattler from the barn, here, rattler, here. Call a rattler from the barn, here, rattler, here.
Call a rattler from the barn, here, rattler, here.
Thank you. Now, come on out here, Uncle Dave, will you please? Let's have that way out on the mountain. Come on, get going here. Get in gear now. Are you ready? Let her go.
Yes, sir. I packed my grip up and we slipped into the Dingo Bad Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sign to the land of the sky.
Where?
We're out on the mountain. What'll you lay?
Stretch yourself.
What'll you lay?
Come on, we.
Where the whippoorwill sing me to sleep at night.
Nine cents, lovely.
And eagle roost on the rocks.
I scared him all.
I feast on the meat and honey so sweet.
Where?
We out on the mountain.
Gonna have a time tonight. Gonna have a time tonight.
Thank you, Uncle Dave. And now, D. Ford, let's have a little bit of those evening prayer blues. So sad and lonesome. D. Ford, come here. Let's have another little hot tune, a little touch of that Memphis blues. Let it go, boy. Thank you. And now, friends, let's gather around for the goodnight tune here on the Grand Ole Opry. Gather around, boys. Gather around. But before you do get too close here, I think we better call on Brother Dave Stone for some good news. All right, David. I didn't
Thank
mean
you,
to
Judge.
Forget you. I sure didn't.
Right here. Just imagine what a difference cooler burning can make in testing for better smoking. Cooler smoking plus a difference in mildness, in aroma, and in grand taste. In fact, all along the line. Well, that's what cooler burning Prince Albert means. Details of how science has determined this was announced on this program earlier in the evening. The secret of this remarkable coolness is in PA's choice rich tobaccos, in PA's famous crimp cut and no-bite process. And here's a hint for all of you making smokers, too. See for yourself how rich, how tasty, yet how cool and mild PA really is in roll your own cigarettes. You'll find Prince Albert rolls up easier, faster, and neater, too. There are around 70 fine roll your own cigarettes in every handy tin of Prince Albert. Remember, PA is the national joy smoke. There's no other tobacco like it.
All right, boys, let's go. Come on. Well, friends, it's just about quitting time on the Grand Ole Opry. We appreciate this opportunity to be on the NBC network, and we'll be looking for you to listen in at this same time, same stations, next week at this time. All right, boys.
And here's another thing to remember for your radio entertainment. Monday night, tune in Blondie, the adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead. Tuesday night, listen to Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with Helen Ward and Johnny Mercer. And Saturday night, there are two great programs for your entertainment, Benny Goodman and the Grand Ole Opry. And all during the week, for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke.
You're listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web, with your host, Justine Ward. Next, we have another Grand Ole Opry half-hour show, sponsored by Prince Albert Tobacco. The program has become much more polished by this time, but the music is just as traditional. There is lots of variety, from the hilarious to the spiritual. Enjoy the Grand Ole Opry Greenback Dollar, first broadcast March 23rd, 1940 on NBC.
How do you do, everybody? From Nashville, Tennessee, the heart of the Southland, Prince Albert, the world's most popular smoking tobacco, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Got my Sunday shoes on, got my hair slicked down.
Having a big time tonight.
Can of good Prince Albert, full of pleasure bound.
Having a big time tonight. Going to the hole down in my Sunday clothes. Having a big time tonight. Going to still be dancing when the rooster crows. Having a big time tonight.
Yeah.
Friends, come with us again to the Grand Ole Opry House and join in another half hour of fun music and song. More of that swing your partner music to make your feet shuffle, and more of the beautiful old songs of the hills brought to you in this only program of its type. This program is sent to you every Saturday night with the good wishes of our sponsor, the folks who make Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. And another swell gang of Opry entertainers are here on the stage tonight. There's Roy Acuff and all of his Smoky Mountain boys, the Stacy sisters, Smiling Jack Shook and his Missouri Mountaineers, and the Crook Brothers Band. And right in the middle of the gang is our good friend, the Solemn Old Judge, and his Woodbucket Bugle, ready to be our master of ceremonies. All right, George, come right on and blow yourself in.
Thank you, David Stone, and good evening, friends and neighbors. We are mighty happy to welcome to our Opry House tonight several hundred Tennessee teachers who are here in Nashville during the Teachers' Convention. If we were poetic on our Grand Ole Opry, we would sit down and dash off 49 or 50 verses about spring. But we're not, so the best we can do is to pour a big case of spring fever into our microphones for the next half hour. Sure, we're a little daffy, but there are only two kinds of people in the world when spring comes around, the daffy ones and the dead ones. So look out, here we come. Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain boys open our shindig with a traditional American breakdown, Greenback Dollar, the subject of much discussion for the past 164 years. Open up the cash box, Roy, and deal them out.
I was born in East Virginia, South Carolina I did go. There I loved a frail little maiden, and her age I did not know. Oh, her hair was brown and curly, and her cheeks were rosy red. On her breast she wore white lilies, all the tears that I have shed. I don't want your greenback dollar, I don't want your watch and chain. All I want is your heart, darling. Won't you take me back again? Papa says we cannot marry. Mama says it'll never do. If you ever learn to love me, I will run away with you. I don't want your greenback dollar. I don't want your watch and chain. All I want is your heart, darling. Won't you take me back again?
We're delighted to note and learn from our house manager that we have so many fine friends from other states here in the Opera House tonight. The Grand Ole Opry is our way of inviting Mr. and Mrs. America, Mr. and Mrs. Canada, and Mr. and Mrs. Western Hemisphere to join our international neighborhood get-together each Saturday night with the makers of Prince Albert Tobacco as our hosts. Still suffering from good old spring fever, we have asked our friend Ford Rush, who sings them mighty pretty, to give us that chipper ditty which fits our picture when the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. All right, Ford. Thank you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, how long? There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh, and be happy, what if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I list for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bop, bop, bobbing along. When the red, red robin comes bop, bop, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his own sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh, and be happy, what if I've been blue when I'm walking through fields of flowers? Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along.
That's fine, Ford. Mighty, mighty nice. And thank you so much. And now, everybody, here comes your friend, my friend, and especially every pipe smoker's friend, Dave Stone.
Well, folks, just because tomorrow's Easter, don't expect me to pull a rabbit out of the hat tonight. No, I've got no new tricks up my sleeve. But I've got a tip for you pipe smokers and those who roll your own. Gentlemen, don't miss trying Prince Albert if you like a cooler smoke. Recently, automatic smoking and heat registering machines found that Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, burned 86 degrees cooler than the average of the 30 other of the largest selling brands tested, coolest of all. Now, veteran smokers have always known that Prince Albert is a cool-burning smoke. And when science comes along and confirms that belief, well, that's a real triumph for Prince Albert, for that choice tobacco it's made of, and for that special PA cut known as crimp cut, and that grand no-bite process. All of which adds up to the world's most popular smoking tobacco. Yes, there's real smoking joy with Prince Albert. So hurry, get your big red tin of Prince Albert smoking tobacco at your first opportunity.
Very sound advice, Dave. Very sound advice. On with the Grand Ole Opry now, and it's time for the Crook Brothers to come to the front and center. Herman and all the boys, and it's that new river train. Let her go, Herman!
I'm leaving on that new river train. I'm leaving on that new river train. Or the same old train that brought me here will carry me way again. Oh, darling, you can't love but one. Oh, darling, you can't love but one. No, you can't love but one. And with me having fun, no, oh, darling, you can't love but one. Oh, darling,
Oh, darling, you can't love two. No, you can't love two, and your little heart be true. Oh, darling, you can't love two. Remember what you said. Oh, darling, remember what you said. Oh, remember that you said you had rather see me dead than to see me on the new road.
Very nice, boys. Good traveling, good traveling. Now, friends, the Stacy Sisters, members of our Grand Ole Opry Company, are up, and the number is for the special benefit of our good friends way out west who have joined our Grand Ole Opry party, and the tune is, of course, When It's Springtime in the Rockies. All right, ladies.
When it's springtime in I'll be coming back to you, little sweetheart of the mountain, with your bonny eyes all blue. Once again I'll say I love you, while the birds
goes right down the middle of the road, and the entire company gathers round. The tune is Little Eyes of Jane. Let them go, boys!
Travel, travel on the train. When I go to marry, marry Little Eyes of Jane. Hold it, Little Eyes of Polk Al. Hold it, Little Eyes of Jane. Hold it, Little Eyes of Polk Al. She got on train.
Okay, boys, mighty, mighty fine, and it certainly is cute. Well, now it is while the boys are catching their breath for a moment or two, Why don't you pipe smokers and those who roll your own catch up on some real smoking pleasure? Fill up with Mellow PA and listen to what Dave Stone's got to say.
Friends, Prince Albert is called the National Joy Smoke, but don't think for one moment that it got that name by chance. Scientific smoking bowl tests show that Prince Albert is free from the parching body effects of excess smoking heat. And it's the famous Prince Albert crimp cut and the no-bite process together with PA's choice tobaccos that account for the delightful cool smoking that you get from this famous brand. Real cool smoking enjoyment, mild, mellow smoking pleasure with all of the rich flavor of Prince Albert coming through without a hint of harshness. Yes, that's why Prince Albert is the world's most popular smoking tobacco. That's why Prince Albert is called the National Joy Smoke.
Thank you, David. That's mighty fine. And now it's Roy Acuff and his song tonight, that old song that goes right in the middle of our show, is Little Pal. All right, Roy.
I am lonely tonight, little pal. I am lonely, I'm sad and I'm blue. There's an empty spot in my life that no one can fill, only you. Oh, please come back, little pal. Please come and stay. My heart is withered like a petal of a rose I saw dying today. I am thinking of you, little pal. I am thinking of you so sad. You're the pal that always loved me, truest pal that I ever had. Remember we walked in the moonlight. We walked, we talked alone. Was then that we were parted, and never again will we roam. Surely thinking of you. You're the only pal that ever was to me so kind and so true. Oh, please come back, little pal. Please come and stay. My heart is withered like a petal of a rose I saw dying today.
Thank you, Roy Acuff. Well, friends, it's time for another red-hot breakdown by the Crook Brothers, who have picked out Coming Around the Mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Get going, boys, and it's time to pour all the heat. Let it go.
She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain. She'll be coming around the mountain when she comes. Yeah, we'll all go down and meet her when she comes. Yeah, we'll all go down and meet her when she comes. Yeah, we'll all go down and meet her. We'll all go down and greet her. We will all go down and meet her when she comes. We will kill the old red rooster when she comes. Yeah, we'll kill the old red rooster when she comes. Yeah, we'll kill the old red rooster, cause he don't pull like he used to. We will kill the old red rooster when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses when she comes. She'll be driving six white horses. She'll be driving six white horses.
Around the mountain, all right, and the Grand Ole Opry goes right on. Fort Rush and Fort Junior, a sweet old song, Wait Till the Sun Shines, Nellie.
Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nellie, don't you sigh. Down lover's lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, by and by. Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, when the clouds go drifting by. We will be happy, Nellie, don't you sigh. Down lover's lane we'll wander, sweetheart, you and I. Wait till the sun shines, Nellie, by and by.
Thank you, sir. All right, boys, okay. And the entire company now gather down. Gather them around, will you, Roy, please? And it's old Joe Clark. One, two, three, four, let it go. Up, you're doing fine. Come on, let's have a little more of that. Hurry up here, Mac. My goodness sake.
Thank you.
Max. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Come on up. We'll give you a raise first thing Monday morning. Now it's time for Roy Acuff to sing another pretty song. My sweetheart's a sly little miss.
My sweetheart's a sly little miss. A girl that I fondly adore.
Me too.
Why often I ask her to kiss me, she gives me just one and no more.
Oh, shush.
I called at her house one evening, and I asked for a kiss at the door.
What'd she say?
She answered, you fried, don't squeeze me so tight, I'll give you just one as you go.
I'll give you just one as you go. I'll give you just one as you go.
She answered, you fried, don't squeeze me so tight,
I'll give you just one as you go.
Her dad is a feeling old man. He always feels for me.
In what way?
I remember the time this feeling began, when I called his daughter to tea.
Want some tea again.
While bidding my sweetheart goodnight, in a usual manner, you know, he exclaimed with a swear, his foot hit the air.
Uh-oh.
I'll give you just one as you go.
I'll give you just one as you go. I'll give you just one as you go.
He exclaimed with a swear, his foot hit the air.
I'll give you just one as you go.
That dog, what an awful big brute.
Oh, big dog, huh?
He was on me with all of his weight.
Well, man,
he tore out the seat of my $8 suit.
He
made me a subject of pain.
Yeah.
I hopped over the high garden wall.
And run?
In a manner you bet was not slow.
Oh, boy.
When a voice from the house, it seemed to say, give him one more as he goes.
Give him one more as he go. Give him one more as he go.
A voice from the house, it seemed to say, give him one more as he go.
Nice going, Roy, and all the boys. And now, friends, we introduce David Stone with some more good news about Prince Albert.
Prince Albert is the world's most popular smoking tobacco for pipe smokers and men who like to roll their own. Veteran pipe smokers the country over know that Prince Albert means a cool smoke. Science has confirmed this, and experience has taught roll-your-own smokers that PA is the best makings they ever rolled into a cigarette. Prince Albert rolls up faster, neater, and easier. Smokes rich, tasty, and full-bodied. Great for makings, grand in your pipe. Yes, that's Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Next time, try Prince Albert.
Thank you, David. Come over here, Brother Oswald. Lead the boys on the last go-round here. Little trip up to Cripple Creek. Go on in there.
Come on down there, John.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. And now, friends, it's time to close our docket for the night. But we'll have some more cases to try next week at this same time, and everybody's invited. We hereby sentence all of our friends and neighbors to have a happy Easter and be thankful for our many blessings. This is George Hay, the solemn old judge, saying good night and good luck, everybody. Okay, David Stone.
Next week at this same time, we'll be back in the Opera House for another half hour of your favorite music and songs. And during the week, here are other things to remember for your radio entertainment. Monday night, tune in Blondie, the adventures of that famous comic strip couple, Blondie and Dagwood Bumstead, on another network. On Saturday night, there are two great programs for your entertainment. Bob Crosby and the best Dixieland band in the land with Mildred Bailey and the Grand Ole Opry on this same network. And during the week, for your smoking enjoyment, it's Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco, the National Joy Smoke.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
You have been listening to the Old Time Radio Hour, broadcast each week over the World Wide Web. You can subscribe at no charge through Apple Podcasts, Podbean, or RSS. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you can join us again next week for another hour of entertainment from the golden age of radio. Until then, this is your host, Justine Ward, saying so long for a while.